or the, you know, when you got the leather strips.
Oh, that's the lines.
The lines.
Yeah.
And what do you put, when you're riding a horse, what do you put your feet in?
Stirrups.
Mm-hmm. Put a saddle on them and then put your feet in the stirrups.
Oh, I see. When you've got two horses, what's the one on the left called? Do you call them anything special, or the horse on the left?
No, well, you want it to go that way, right way, right hand.
Call that G, and
the left hand is Paul.
Mexican.
Mm-hmm.
Paul.
You never call them the nine horse or anything?
No.
Oh, I see. And when you're traveling, you're going just a short distance, where would you say? Just, you know, over there or something? A little?
Just over, we go over to so-and-so,
Do you ever go just a short distance, just a little way or something?
It's just a little ways over there.
Uh-huh. Well, how about when you have to go real far, you know?
Well, we're going way over yonder.
Uh-huh, or a long way, or, you know, far, fur,
yeah.
A fur piece or something, do you ever say that? Or, you know, if you're looking for something and you say, and it's really easy to find, you can say, well, you can find that just any.
You can find that just easy. Uh-huh. Any place.
Uh-huh. And, okay, if somebody just keeps falling off their horse and falling off their horse, they always fall in that direction, you know, behind them. You can say he fell.
Oh, backwards.
Mm-hmm. Or when he falls the other way, he falls.
Powered or?
Mm-hmm.
Fell off sideways.
Mm-hmm. And when you don't have any of something, you say there's not any of it, or there's
not any more of it.
Uh-huh, or nary one, or do you ever say, you know, nary one?
Yes,
or like
some
that?
Of them does, mm-hmm. But that nary ain't no name, no word they taught me when I went to school.
Or
they always told me to say any.
I know. They try to teach me, and I still use, you know, mm-hmm. I still don't talk right. But let me see. When you're plowing, what are the trenches that you leave?
The furrow.
The furrows. Okay.
Furrow.
And when you have a lot of wheat, you know, and you're out the field, you say that's a really big
field
crop, or is it?
Well, you say big crop, or
a big crop, uh-huh. And when you're trying to get rid of all the, you know, rocks and trees and shrubs and stuff before you plant some stuff out, what do you call that? Is that
that's fixing the ground.
Oh, is it clearing it, or just
fixing it to plow?
Uh-huh. And when you're cutting again and again, you know, do you ever cut more than once?
Yeah.
Is there a second cutting or something?
Yeah.
I see. Do you call that anything special?
Second cutting.
When do you do that? Why do you do that?
Well, you do it because the ground didn't do.
I see. It
didn't get in the right shape when you first cut it.
Oh, I see. Just keep on going until it gets right.
Until it gets right.
I see. Okay, and when you got this big thing of wheat, what do you call it when it's all wound up together? When you tied it all up together?
In a field?
Uh-huh.
Well, it's a big field, corn or cotton.
Uh-huh, right. Or if you have a big, big thing of wheat about like this, you know, and you bind it up.
Oh, wheat.
Uh-huh, a wheat. Is it?
Well, that's a bundle.
Uh-huh.
Or shock.
I see.
Used to shock it or tie it up in bundles.
Is a shock made up of sheaves?
Yeah.
Are there a lot of sheaves in one shock or something like that?
Yeah, there's a lot of them sheaves in one shock.